Rosh Hashanah, Perek Beis, Mishneh Hey, 2-5. The Mishnah now returns the topic of the receiving of the witnesses after a two Mishnah digression regarding the signaling system with the fires. The Mishnah says, Chatzer Gadola Haise V'Yerushalayim. There was a large courtyard in Jerusalem. Uveis Ya'azek Haise Nikres. It was called Beis Ya'azek. Ya'azek means like walled in by a wall. So Beis Ya'azek means like the area that's walled in. Ulisham kol ha'edim miskansim, and into there all of the witnesses who arrived to testify, they would gather. According to most Mefarshim, we're talking specifically about Shabbos, although the Rambam seems to understand, as we'll see why in the Mishnah shortly, that that was the place that they gathered every day of the week whenever they arrived to give their testimony. Uvezdin bodkin osam sham, and the Beis Din would examine the witnesses there. So according to most, on Shabbos, according to the Rambam, every day of the week. Usudos gadolos osan lehem, they would prepare large meals, like a big buffet over there for the witnesses who arrived. Bishvil shayu ragilin lavo, so that they would be accustomed to come, meaning they are encouraged to come because by showing up they get a delicious large breakfast. And for the brunch, that'll encourage them to come for their troubles. Barishonu lohayu zazim misham kol hayom. Originally, if they arrived on Shabbos, they wouldn't be allowed to leave from Beis Ya'azek the whole day. Once they arrived there on Shabbos, they had to stay there, and they couldn't leave that courtyard. The reason why is because, as you recall from Maseches Erevin, if a person leaves his tuchum, which is normally an Isra Durabanan, one can't go beyond 2,000 almas, beyond the, you know, the border of, beyond the borders of his Makom Shvisa, where he's living, on Shabbos. So that's where the Isra Durabanan, and if a person does it bemazed, intentionally, he knows what he's doing is wrong, then, once he decides to stop moving and once again comply with the halacha, or he realizes what he's done and so on and so forth, he will have to stay confined to the Dalet Amos in which he finds himself there beyond the Tchum. That's if it makes it. If it's Bishogeg, if he didn't know what he was doing was wrong, or Be'ones, he was chased out from his home, whatever it is, so then you'll recall, he's allowed to move throughout the particular Rishus HaYachid in which he finds himself, so he's not confined to Dalet Amos, just but he can't leave beyond the walls or the partitioned off area in which he now finds himself. So if he's in a hotel, he can go throughout the hotel, but he can't go beyond the walls of the hotel. Now, those are constraints that are put on him midurabanan. When the original durabanan was established for people who go beyond the tchum, they never considered the possibility of people leaving the tchum for the sake of doing a mitzvah. I don't know if they didn't consider it, but they didn't make separate legislation. So that would mean that the people who left for the sake of a mitzvah, like people who are Edom, who are coming to testify on having seen the new moon, they would be treated the same as someone who left b'shogeg or b'onus, not willfully flouting the requirement to stay within the tuchum, and therefore those people would be confined to the Rishus HaYachid in which they now find themselves, meaning in this case, Beis Ya'azek, which is why they'd stay in Beis Ya'azek the whole rest of Shabbos. But people were not keen to be trapped for the rest of Shabbos and didn't want to come necessarily, and therefore, Hiskin Rabban Gamliel Hazaken, Shiyu Mahalchin Alpayim Am L'chol Ruach. Rabban Gamliel, the elder, he made a takana, a new enactment, which said that the people who came to give Eidus, the testimony, they were allowed to treat themselves after having delivered their testimony as any other Jerusalem resident, meaning they could walk throughout the city of Yerushalayim and even go beyond it 2,000 almost in all directions, like any other person who's a resident of Yerushalayim. This Rabban Gamliel is not the same Rabban Gamliel we had a couple of Mishnayos ago, the one who told Rabbi Akiva, stop, you know, interfering with people arriving there in Lod on their way to Yavne because they won't come. That Rabban Gamliel there was after the Chorban. Remember, we talked about how it had moved already, the basement, the Sanhedrin relocated to Yavne. This is Rabban Gamliel Hazaken, Rabban Gamliel the elder. This is the grandfather of that Rabban Gamliel that we usually find in the Mishnayos. And he lived in the generation before the Chorban. So he's living in Yerushalayim proper and living, you know, whatever, around the turn of the millennium, something like that. Now, if you'll ask, why were the Edom confined to Beis Ya'azek? Yerushalayim is a walled city. It's all treated like Rishus HaYachid. They should be able to walk throughout Yerushalayim anyways. So the answer is that is true, except as it happens, at the time that this happened, the walls of Yerushalayim, which had been breached from earlier times by the Yevanim, had been repaired, and therefore Yerushalayim didn't have the status of Rishus Yachid, and therefore Beis Yazek was the total Rishus Yachid in which they found themselves. So he made a takana to make it more lenient, to allow them to treat themselves as Jerusalem residents for the rest of Shabbos, so they wouldn't be trapped, so they would not be discouraged from coming. V'lo elo bilvad, and not just these Edom did Rabbi Gamliel Hazaken make things more lenient. They could walk around the rest of Shabbos without having being trapped. Ela afa chachamah ba'la yaled, also a midwife who comes to help a woman give birth, who had the midwife left her tchum. Now she finds herself in someone else's house where she had to help the baby be born. Normally she'd be trapped in the house the rest of the day, but Rabbi Gamliel Hazaken said no, she can now treat herself as a resident of that new town, which or village or wherever she is that she finds herself, and can walk 2,000 amos in all directions from there. Same goes for Vahaba Lahatzel Min HaDaleika, one who came, like the fireman who comes to save someone else from a fire. So if he left beyond the tchum, when he finishes putting out the fire, he can walk around 2,000 amos in all directions. Umina gaias, umina nahar, umina mapolis. The same goes for other emergency services people, so to speak, who come to save fellow Jews from a gaias, that means like a marauding army, or minha nahar, from a river that's overflowed its banks, flooding everyone out. Umina mapolis, and from like a collapsed building, so they're again digging out people from the rubble. When that's finished, hare elu ka'anshi ha'ir, these emergency services people are treated like the residents of the city in which they now find themselves on Shabbos, v'yesh lem alpaim amah l'chol ruach, and they are permitted to walk, like anyone else from that city, a total of 2,000 amos beyond the confines, the perimeter of the city, for the rest of that Shabbos.